The Information Officer by Mark Mills. Read by Peter Joyce. London, May 1951. Mario was in a good mood. This wasn't saying much. He was often in a good mood. It was a legacy from his father, a simple, hard-working man who had drilled into his children the value of giving daily thanks for those things which most took for granted. Mario cast an approving eye around the restaurant. A prime site, a stone's throw from the Ritz, and after just 4 short years, a reputation to match the very best in town. Not bad for the son of a shoemaker from a small village in northern Italy. Not bad at all. The place was empty. Just one lone customer at the bar, but it would be heaving within the hour, even in these austere times. He checked over the reservations book, memorizing the names and the table allocations. He prided himself on not having to refer to it once the first diners had arrived. There was the usual smattering of household names, with strong views about where they sat. Juggling their wishes was about as hard as his job got. Table 7 was the first to show. His face wasn't well known to Mario, one of the birthdays and anniversaries only crowd, but he remembered him as a generous tipper. He wore a good quality suit, its looser cut suggesting one of the new tailors just off Savile Row. He informed Mario that his wife would be arriving separately and requested a dry martini to keep him company in the meantime. The wife was obviously a romantic, because a special order had been placed earlier in the day.